Hey guys, it's your boy King Kelechi, and you are listening to Anime's Most Wanted podcast, part of Ginyu Talk Network, presented by G4, Nyx, Art Rogue Mel, and yours truly. AMW is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
We're going to talk in solo leveling. I'm excited. Mel's excited. This anime is great. Webcomic is even better, and I hear the light novel is even better than that. Mel?
Yes, we're back. And I'm ready to get into this solo leveling shenanigans, as we may want to call it.
Shenanigans. You know what? Yeah. I'm really excited for this. I hope that, Kevin Stage has been doing an anime list. I hope he adds to his list. Shout out to Kev. Let's get him inducted deep into anime with some
look, I'm happy on a short tangent that Kev on Stage is now doing anime, because his recaps of TV shows was my favorite thing during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's doing anime and the stuff that I like. So he just finished Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And he just finished Way of the House Husband, because why not? Yes. And he's going to start Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's my love, right? That's mm-hmm. my life.
Yes.
So I want to see how he reacts to some of the stuff. So I'm. Anywho, let's get into what we're here for. Like, let's get to the meat of the meat, because you know there's a lot of slashing in this anime. Let's be honest, and a lot of body parts, and you know,
So solo leveling, what is it? Okay, solo leveling, in a nutshell, it's about this magical world, or you know, once it was a normal world, now turned magical world. People inherit these powers, like they got awakened as like these hunters of like these monsters. There's gates you go through, you hunt some monsters, you get some status, you become a hunter, you get rich, you know. You do the needful, right? Okay. That's in a nutshell. There's probably a lot more I probably say about it, but for the sake of time and for the sake of getting to the actual other more interesting discussions, that's what it's about. I don't want to give too much away, you know, which by the way, if you listen past this point, then you know.
Hold up. This is a whole spoiler alert. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you don't wanna be spoiled, you don't wanna be hitting the feels with any upcoming spoilers, I suggest you stop listening right now. Like right now. Just don't do it. Just stop. Stop. Like seriously. Like stop. Like alright, you know what? You wanna carry on listening? Don't say I didn't warn you.
Solo leveling. MC is Jinwoo. He is affectionately known as the world's weakest hunter. They have ranks from S down to E. So it's S, A, B, C, D, and then E being the lowest. And he is like the lowest of the lowest of E-ranked hunters, right? Like he's like the weakest of the weak. He can barely do an E-ranked dungeon, which is like his level, without you know having a healer heal him out every 5 minutes. Like he is straight diabolical. Okay.
He's a klutz. He's clumsy. He never fought before, but he then because he got his powers and his family needs money, he's like, I'm gonna go do this.
Mm-hmm.
My first gripe. But we'll get into the gripes, my gripes with this character.
So, you know, he got a family to feed. You know, his sister's in school and he's trying to like, you know, take care of his mom who's sick in the hospital. You know. He do it for the coin, okay? So
Right. So yeah.
So when we first introduced to this anime, you know, we kinda see a little bit of background from the light novel. It's kind of mentioned that wasn't mentioned in the webcomic, so I was a little bit confused. I'm like, what the heck's going on about you know, these hunters defeating like these bugs or monsters, whatever, right?
Yeah, so they're giving us how they got here. So uh-huh. they didn't go straight to we're here in the world. They went and showed us how they got to the place they are now where the hunters are doing the gate hunting and mm-hmm. in like a job capacity, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. I like that because that means they're giving me some background information. I'm not coming in. I'm not coming in not knowing nothing about the world. So that I appreciated that as someone who read the beginning of this webtoon when it, I think, just after it came out, but never went back to it for some reason and can't remember nothing about it because I've read and seen so much stuff in the in-between. So this little snippet of how the world has gotten to where it's at was very appreciated.
Very appreciated. For me, it was slightly confusing because I literally jumped in at the webcomic, and it started a little bit different than the webcomic. It kind of gave you a little bit of background, but not like to that extent where it did in the anime. So it kind of like mixed and mashed some things, which I've heard from people who have like both read both the webcomic and the light novel. That's kind of how it starts. So it's kind of in alignment with the, you know, story overall. So we get the little background. Then we get to this dungeon. And, you know, you see these people that are like, hey, you know, some people that, you know, they kind of fought together, you know, previously. You have some, like, you know, some average hunters. You know, they're not super, super, you know, powerful. The most powerful one they have among them is a guy who is a C-rank hunter. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a C-rank. You know, I'm a mage, but, you know. You know, like they have different classes within the hunter association. So you have you know, you have mages, you have I think you have what they call shields, or you know, like titan type
characters. So
you have assassins.
Maybe I can help you explain. Like, so if you know role playing games and adventuring, anime adventuring stuff, there's like the four main character arc people. There's the fighter, the one with the sword guy. There's the shield guy. There's the shield person. There's the magical person. And then there's the healers.
Yeah.
Those are the four archetypes in any adventuring game and world, I guess.
So, yeah.
And so, then you rank, and then there's the ranking between the, like you said, the S level to the E level.
Yeah. So it's a very, very RPG-esque, if you're an RPG fan, which I think, you know, for me and Mel, you know, we're fans of, like, RPG-type games. Mel is a heavy D&D player. I play a lot of, like, single-player, open-world, RPG-esque type games myself, so it's a lot like that, right? So, like, you know, I think that will kind of grab you if, you know, if you want to kind of get into it. So we meet, so we get to the initial, like, you know, kind of start of Jinwoo. He's our main character. Sung Jinwoo is his name. You know, Sung being his last name, Jinwoo being his first name. We kind of get, like, this kind of lead up to, like, you know, his story, right? So, you know, they have these hunters like, oh, you know, Jinwoo's here. Like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fine. Like, it's going to be an easy dungeon because, you know, he's like the weakest of the weak. And, you know, if he's here, you know, we should be just fine. You know,
they won't send an E rank to a very difficult dungeon.
Correct.
Yes. They're very much methodical in their distribution of jobs because hunting is now a job. In a way, because they get paid and they can sell the spoils from the dungeon crawl. So I call it hunting. The hunting is a job. It's just a 9-to-5 that does not work for 9-to-5. So you work all day long, and you hunt when you can hunt.
And interesting thing about the dungeons is that time passes differently in the dungeon than it does in the real world. So in a dungeon, you can be in there for, like, you know, days, weeks on end, but in the real world, only like a few hours has passed, right? depending on how long you're in there, right? So that's another thing that's kind of interesting. It's governed by the Hunters Association. It's like a, you know, it's very like, oh, yeah, you know, we have a
good, kind of like they a even made this bureaucratic. They even made this bureaucratic. Like, there's an association, there's like an initial test, there's papers you need to sign.
All that. Which makes sense. You know, again, you can't just have people with powers just all of a sudden. People in the world wake up with powers and like all of a sudden just running rampant out here. Like you gotta govern it because you know people is crazy. We'll get to that. So we get this initial okay, the weakest hunter in the world. Oh, Jinwoo's here. You know, it's gonna be fine. You know, easy peasy, whatever. And you know, even in this easy dungeon, you know, you have all these different hunters that are there. I think it's about 20 or so of them. You know, with the guy who's leading them, whose name escapes me right now, but. He's a swordsmith mage of all things, and you kind of get to see kind of like his journey. Like, okay, yeah, you know, we're just going along. We're gonna do this. Chi Yul. You see Chi Yul, Song, Mr. Song. You see him. Lead these group of like hunters, like kind of like a little ragtag team. They kind of know each other. They've done some dungeons together in the past, you know. Hey, man, how's your family? You know, yeah, you know, we're doing good, this and that, whatever. So you have them. You have a couple of healers. One healer who's a B-rank healer, who's a good friend of Jinwoo's. And she's like, oh, you're participating? Well, you just hang back. I don't have to keep healing you. Like, this is crazy. Every time you get injured, like, this is insane, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, everything seems to be going well. Yes. Seems to clean the dungeon pretty well. Jinwoo is still Jinwoo. He's still clumsy. He's still very weak. And then he gets to the point where they find, which is, I guess, an anomaly, a dungeon within a dungeon.
Yeah, so they get through their first dungeon. Jinwoo gets fucked up because it's Jinwoo. He has easy rank. His power skills are almost infidel. So even like the most basic of monsters, like the little goblins, are like hard for him to kill without like surprise attack and help at times. He's already injured. Yeah, so he's already injured with that first dungeon clearing. Jinwoo, right?
So they go and they're like, okay. It was like, oh, well, dungeon within dungeon, you know, that's kind of rare, you know, should we go, you know, should we stay out, you know? So they come down to a vote, and the vote is split until it gets to Jinwoo, and he's like, you know, well, maybe we should go, you know, we can get some more money, you know, I gotta pay my medical bills, I gotta, you know, buy groceries, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
I was gonna say that in my first gripe, this man puts all these people's lives in danger for extra cash, knowing they have to protect him because he can't fight. I was like, dude.
For the love of my name.
I know you got to help your family, but like, is it worth it? Like an uncharted area with no S rankers, no A rankers with you.
Not even a B ranker. You're a B ranker. Who was a healer?
The B ranker was the healer, I think. And I think there was a fighter that was close, was a B rank. But all I know is that team was literally put together, it feels like, with scotch tape, right?
Not even duct tape. Not even like a good duct tape.
Not even scotch tape. And I'm like, okay, this is mistake number one. I was like, he looks like he's gonna be making stupid choices, and I'm gonna be irritated with his stupid choices through this whole anime. So yes, that's my first gripe with this anime, even though I enjoyed watching it. But yes, So they started crawling through the second dungeon that they found in the first dungeon.
And man, oh man, they get to this second dungeon, this dungeon within the dungeon. And it's this giant open room, which for me, having watched, it's like this giant room, like this guy like sitting in like a chair, like this huge dude, like this huge statue dude sitting in the chair, which for me, it was triggering because if you've watched Sword Art Online, it was akin to Kirito and Asuna walking into that dungeon with the army guild, like being like halfway dead, getting barely stand on their feet, like, yeah, we're gonna clear this dungeon. He's like, wait, what? Like, nah, you gonna clear this dungeon.
I literally started humming because I was watching this with a friend online. I literally started humming the marching song of death. Because I'm like, yeah, this is not gonna go well. I didn't think it was gonna be that bad, I knew it was gonna be bad. It just it was bad infinity.
Yeah, so you know, that's where my mind immediately went to. And I, of course, we watch enough anime to be like, okay, this ain't gonna go well. So you look at this, you're like, this is about to be some shit. And some shit it was. So you have these stats, they have this like little rune puzzle, like, hey, you have to, what was the first one? You have to like worship the statue.
Praise the statue.
Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing. What was it? Worship, praise, and there was one other thing.
I think it was revere.
Yeah, something like that. Or like sacrifice, something like that. And it was like, wait, what?
Oh, no, yeah, like believe, put your trust in the God. So it was revere the God, worship the God, and then put your trust in the God. Mm-hmm. Those were in broad strokes, the words that were on the tablet. And when he read those out loud, I was like, oh, they are in some trouble. Because, my, the tablet said God. I was like, they have nothing for this.
Nothing. So, of course, reading that, you're like, what the hell is about to go down right now? Like, what? So, you kind of get into your like they did what and what now, like, so you get there and they're trying to figure out the patterns, because like these statues start moving all of a sudden, and people are like, oh, yep,
the trap is set like, I mean, come on. any adventure with any lick of sense of survival would have seen those doors and seen some of those statues and go, this is no, turn back. That's my sense of survival, right? That's
anyone with some sense,
right? Anyone with some sense of survival. But I guess, again, people in need, they want to get rich easy.
One of the dudes had a baby on the way, I need your coins. Yeah.
Right? All they're thinking about is like the money, the coin, and the stature of coming out, doing a higher ranked dungeon. Than their own ranks, right? Because that might give them more opportunities for better jobs, right? So yes, I get it. I'm like, oh my god, like we're just gonna kill ourselves
for jobs. Literally,
even in anime,
because the boss, when they're trying to figure out the puzzle, they're trying to walk around, like approach it, whatever. With one swipe of his sword, takes out like half of their party. So like off rip, like 10 people just demolished. And you're like, hey, yo! Because you see the statue, his eyes are all like glowing. Like, okay, we have to like, this and that. And you're like, okay, it's gonna be fine. And then this nigga grins. And that grin.
Yeah.
Which you see on every single meme, GIF, anything, people, if you go Google this show, his face just changed.
Yeah, that like, demonic smile.
And that's what they do. They done fucked up. Like, that's what they do. they done fucked up. And you like, oh, shit.
Somewhere in their mind, you see that recap of how did I get here?
Like, where so, you probably wonder how I got here.
Yes. Then where was my common sense? Where was my instinct of survival? Because, oh my God. Like the first... The thing that had me and my friend Elsa jump is like mm-hmm. the guy who ran to the door when the door was yes. closing, and he just yes. got sliced up, and we were like, what?
Yes. What? And he was a what, B rank tank, I think?
He was the big guy.
What? Listen, this man got so obliterated. They had no DNA or body or body part to take back to his family. He was just gone. And I was just like, shit. Like, what?
Well, yeah. So let's just say this dungeon was a murder death kill. Like, this was a murder death kill dungeon, and they walked into it, and somewhere down the line, they're Song Yin Woo starts to like use his brain, the one he was lacking, to figure out what they needed to do to get out. So yes, the this part of the anime was intense in the way that they really showed you how small these hunters were.
Mm-hmm.
Like they was just taking them out like fly, like not, it's not even swatting flies. It was like,
it's like walking on an ant as you're walking. Yes. Take your dog for a walk. Like, yeah. That's how they were getting them all.
Left and right, just like the fire eye thing literally incinerated bodies. Like there was nothing left. Just like they one of the hands was just out of reach, so it got charred and not disintegrated, right? And I'm like, oh, so how are they? That's my question. Like, I know it's about this dude, so I gathering he's gonna survive some way, and I'm like, but how though?
But how? So at the end of this dungeon, you know, they come to this, like, they figure out the puzzles, you know, he's lost a leg by now. There's like 8 of them left, okay? Like, it went from 20 to 8, like, in like no time left. So then they get to like this little altar thing. The doors are open. They're like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, test your courage, you know, this and that, whatever. And people are like, you know what, man, like, I got a family. I got to go. So you get like people, this dude, one dude runs out the door closes slightly. He's like, oh, he made it out. Well, I'm gonna make it. So like, there's like, so then it comes down to Jinwoo, his friend who's a healer, and the guy, the C rank guy who was leading the group.
Yeah, but he's also what maybe we forgot to say, he's technically also Jinwoo's friend. They know each other for a while. He does mm-hmm. a lot of work with Jinwoo, and mm-hmm. he also like helped him get into the hunter's thing, from what I understood.
Yes.
From the episode. So I'm like, so these are the only two friends. It's you and your only two friends. Your raggedy ass is injured. AF.
Leg gone. No leg. Can't walk.
Can barely stand. Right? And the girl is freaking out. His friend, the leader, is missing an arm.
Yes. And this guy lost an arm. Like, you done lost a leg. Your friend traumatized. Like, it's bad.
Jim was like, well, I'm the weakest link here. I should die. Right? And I kind of get that. And I like, in one way, I like how the guy didn't even like push back on it. He was like, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I can at least carry the girl out, right? Because mm-hmm. Jinwoo can't do that. He can't even do that. He can't carry her out. He can't. Mm-hmm. selfish because she, her legs were had given up on her.
Yeah, she was baby traumatized. She was traumatized.
She was
traumatized.
Right. So it showed you again that like the strong gonna protect themselves in it with the guise of, yeah, we have people we care for and people that care for us to survive. Well, it's kind of like a selfish act. Mm-hmm. While Jehu, even though he's weak, he appears to be the one with the courage going, I'll die, right? You guys should live.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he has family that is depending on him, truly mm-hmm. depending on him. Right, because mm-hmm. his mom is sick, his sister is in school, and you know, a good school and needs to be paid for, and the house needs to be paid for. So yeah, that was interesting.
So yeah, it gets to the point where you know everyone has left. He's only left with this little altar thing, and you know the guards come up to him. These little giant ass statues. I mean, these things are massive, right? They come. He sacrifices himself. He dies. And at the very end of that, as he's dying, it's a little screen that pops up in his field of vision. It's like, hey, do you want to become a player? If you don't choose the next, what, like 0.2 seconds, your heart's going to stop. And I'm like, what? So he chooses to become a player, right? And you're like, a player? Like, what? Like, so after that happens, he wakes up in the hospital like 3 days later. And his leg has healed, all his injuries are healed, and he's just like, what the hell is going on? And they're like, oh yeah, you've been out for 3 days, there was an incident in the dungeon, and the association wants to talk to you, like the investigators want to talk to you. He's like, I bet. And they're like, yeah, we investigated, and you know, if it weren't for the missing people, like the bodies, like we just found you there, like all healed up. But we saw the blood and like the statues weren't there, but we saw like the blood remained to the people that were left over. So we believe you. We just thought, you know, maybe you like, you know, you maybe reawakened, maybe you, you know, got better. Cause like, you know, clearly how did you survive? All the little people died who were ranked above you. So they go to right. measure his, had like a magical device to measure his, like his magical ability, if he's like reawakened or not. And it still shows he's still weak as hell. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, I found that hilarious. I laughed out loud. I was like, man had all his hopes that he actually yeah. had, like, he leveled up somewhere mm-hmm. and he got lucky and he's not going to be, like, the weakest one ever over there. And then that thing, like, the man said people, even regular people, like, regular hunters, like, they start off at 70. This man had 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Regular E-rank hunters start off at 70. He had 10. Yeah. You're like, wait, you're like, well, what the hell just happened then? If he survived, he's healed, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So then, you know, after the investigators leave, it's just him, you know, he sees a screen in front of him, and his sister comes like, hey, oh my gosh, you're okay. You know, I heard that you passed out in a dungeon, this and that. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, hey, do you see the screen? She's like, what screen? What are you talking about? He's like, oh, nothing, never mind. So this comes to the premise of, now he's a player, and he has these, like, daily quests that he has to do. He has to do 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, and run a 10K every day. Otherwise, he'll get penalized. And he's like, what the hell? He's like, now I just died, but I'm not dead, and now I got these quests, I don't get penalized. He's like, now I'm in the hospital. Like, what you mean? I'm about to sit here and chill and recover and, like, process what the hell just happened.
So, I laughed at that also. I cracked up because I saw that penalty in red blinking yeah. hard. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. So his penalty, so he does not complete the quest, right? Because he's like, oh, I'm in the hospital. I'm tired. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe I'm just on some strong medication. Maybe something's going on. And the timer, so it's on a timer, like a daily timer. The timer runs out. He is immediately, as soon as that time hits zero, he's immediately transported to a desert. With this giant ass, like, I don't know, like, kind of worm, like, sand monster thing that's chasing him around. And the thing, the penalty quest says, you have to survive for 4 hours. So he's just in the fucking desert running his ass off. Like, he is just like, I got no weapons. I ain't got no. I'm just here. I'm here to die. Like, I'm gonna die if I don't have to just run for 4 hours. Like, this is crazy. So
yeah. Like I said, I like the idea and the premise of the, like, I get, like, a lot of these, because this gives me isekai vibes without the isekai. If you get what I'm saying, like, because a lot of isekai adventures, happen when, you know, the person dies and they get transported to from our regular world, mm-hmm. to an adventurous or magical or whatever world, right? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Technically, you say he died. I am still in the technicalness that he just got reset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he stayed in the world he was born in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has the elements of an isekai, mm-hmm, like an adventure isekai, but it's not in a way, because he hasn't been technically, transported to another world. He's mm-hmm. just now he's in his world, but he has more, he can see more. So those screens and stuff. So he's Ready Player One type situation.
Yeah, I can see that. So he's like, all right. So now he knows his penalty. So now he starts doing the shit every day. And then he finally gets a quest to go to, like, this, like, dungeon thing. He's still in the now, mind you, he's still in the hospital. He's recovered, you know, quite well, well enough to, like, you know, walk on his own. Like, he's like, okay, I got a little bit stronger. You know, whatever. So he goes to, like, this, like, one-off dungeon that, like, no one has access to. It's in the middle of a damn train station. Like,
he got a key as a, from his daily questings. He got, like, mm-hmm. a loot box. Mm-hmm. The loot box gave him the key to that dungeon, so he can technically go on a dungeon crawl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he can, you know.
But it's specific to him. That's a big point here. It's a dungeon specific to him.
To him.
Yeah. And so he gets into this. He's like, all right, oh, you know what? I'll bite. He's like, you know, oh, I can clear the dungeon. I can defeat the boss, or I get this teleportation thing. I can teleport out, and then I'm done. So he gets into this dungeon, and he starts fighting these little goblins. He's like, oh, okay, you know, I can kill some goblins now. You know, I got a little bit stronger, whatever, whatever. And then he has the sword, Mr. Song's sword that he had in the other dungeon. It's in his inventory somehow or whatever. He has, like, a little inventory, like, you know, again, like a regular RPG that you would have. And he has the sword. So he's like, you know, he's slashing the goblins, this and that, whatever, whatever. And then he gets to these steel fanged wolves. And his sword durability, you know, as most items in RPGs, is starting to go down. He's like, okay, well, I have to, you know, the sword's going to break soon, so let me just, you know, put this up, and let's see what's going on, whatever, whatever. So this man, he's like, you know, the wolf lunges at him, he dodges it, he's like, oh, he's like, I can actually dodge and, like, make these moves, and, wow, my body feels, like, so light, because he's gotten so much stronger doing these daily quests, and, you know, leveling up a little bit, right? He's putting his points that he gets from leveling up into his strength. And, you know, he puts them into agility, and, you know, some into, like, you know, intelligence, which kind of, you know, affects, like, you know, mana and all this and that, right? But mostly strength. So he is fighting steel-jawed wolves with his bare hands. And you're like, wait, what? He mauled up in what? With what? Is this the same dude who was the weakest of the weak, who had, like, a rank 10, where the starting point of the scale is 70? Like, what the hell? How'd you feel about that, Mel?
Yeah, so my second gripe with this anime is, like I said, it's like an RPG game type of situation. Every time you do your quest, you get points, you level up. In this game that he is in, is ruled, the points get allocated to certain stats, right? And the same thing when you're doing D&D, when you level up, you get certain points that you can add to your stats or certain feats. He is traumatized by the last dungeon, and he feels so minuscule and weak. He sticks like 95% of his power points into his strength, right? And I'm like, okay. And then his so not understanding that's actual, like with all the working out he's doing, he's actually getting stronger. Because I'm like, yes, you're working out. You're running every day, your sit-ups, push-ups. You will build endurance, build strength. Like he was so confused and at loss that he was stronger was so frustrating. Because I'm like, it's logical. Is when you're working out in a certain routine and you're getting magical help. that you will get stronger. But then I realized again, he's still stuck in the mentally. Yeah, he's mentally stuck in that dungeon, dying, right? And feeling weak and helpless.
And it had only been 2 weeks at that point, right?
So yeah.
It's been 2 weeks since that happened, right? So he gets, he's doing the dungeon, as he clears these wolves out, these other lower level monsters, he keeps leveling up. He encounters slightly stronger monsters, and then he goes and he sees this long stairway to get to where the boss is. And he's like, "I have enough sense to know that down there is some bullshit." So I can teleport out now. He's waiting for the opportunity to shoot. Should he leave now? But if I leave now, maybe the dungeon disappears and I don't get a chance again. This and that, whatever. He's like, "You know what? I'm going for it." So he gets this what I call this basilisk. So he gets this giant, hard scale basilisk, in the depths of this dungeon where it's just huge and massive, right? His little broken sword that he had, his little sword's not gonna pierce it. His sword broke, it's not gonna affect him in any type of way, whatever. So then we're like, all right. He's like, well, is this the end for him? He's like, is this the end for me? What can I do? So then, I rewatched this episode yesterday, this particular episode, where he's fighting this thing. And I have never seen a monster have a surprised look on his face. This dude jumped up, grabbed him to his neck, and dug his hands into the side of his flesh to beat the sheep. It was the wildest thing. Nani? You're like, wait, what? That's literally what he said without saying his eyes, his expression. Because, who knew a basilisk to have a damn expression? His expression was like, Nani? What did he just grab onto me? What the hell going on?
Yeah, and this is the first a moment where it's starting to click in his head that he's physically and magically stronger, right? When the puzzle pieces start, dropping into place. Mm-hmm. While I would think that he, and I would hope that he would start putting more points in other stuff like agility and intelligence. He can actually use his brain and plan and know that certain monsters' skin is harder and you need other tactics to win than just brute force, because this is brute force is what made him win this. Think brute force and the trauma of not wanting to die again.
Right.
So yeah.
So he clears the dungeon. He gets a special dagger. He becomes like a dagger user. That's like his thing. He's like, okay, I'm gonna use daggers. He gets a special dagger from the boss that has an effect of
poison.
I essentially call it bleed. You know, if you're in
poison and draining. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poison, and they call it drain, which, you know, poison bleed. So it's like, you know, it can, you know, you hit it, it's like it'll give you, like, you know, poison your enemy, and it also like drains their essentially HP or energy, right?
Yeah.
Life force. So he's like, all right, got the special dagger, you know, the station reverts back to normal. He's like, huh, okay, the dungeon reverted back to normal, because again, it's inside a station, but the station's like completely empty. Now he's back in like the regular world, like it's completely empty. He's like, what the hell's going on? No one's around. He like walks outside, he's like, no one's around. And this officer comes up, he's like, hey, yo, what you doing, man? Like, didn't you hear the announcement? Like, this was the clearest area. Like, this got some crazy shit going on. He's like, oh, wait, are you a hunter? He's like, yeah, I'm a hunter. He's like, oh, well, my bad, homie. Like, yeah, we got this gate over here that opened in the middle of the road, and, you know, they're fighting it, whatever, whatever. So he walks over there. He sees that this ragtag team of hunters, they kind of just pull, I guess, from around the area, are trying to fight this boss, this monster that came out this gate.
Trying to fight is the right word, because
trying and failing. Correct. Trying their hardest. And one thing I like about Jinwoo, as you know, as the puzzle pieces kind of fall into place, is that you can see his analytical skills. He can see a situation and analyze it, like, immediately. He's like, okay, they have a tank up here. There's a D rank. They got some people over here. There's this rank and this rank. You know, that this is why they're having trouble, because this guy, you know, is the only one attacking, but they're trying to back him up, but they can't pierce this guy's shield. They have a B-rank hunter. He's like, oh, wait, a B-rank hunter? That's old girl, isn't it? You know, that's his friend. He's like, you know, and then, you know, she's like, hey, you know, they cut to the scene. He's like, hey, you over here spacing out. He's like, she's like, oh, my bad. You know, I'm so sorry. He's like, oh, she's still traumatized from 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know, it's been traumatic. And so he still has this broken sword in his hand, that Mr. Song's sword that was broken is in his hand. He's like, huh. He's like, yeah, they're struggling, you know, getting this. And he's like, you know what? He's like, looks at the sword a bit, like, tosses his hand, you know, kind of like looks at it. He's like, you know what? And he just takes it, he takes a step, he just shanks it, or like, you know, kind of like a pulse it across, like, what's that track sport? Or
javelin style.
Yeah, like a javelin style. He's just like, you know, I'm just going to throw this, like a javelin. Like, I'm throwing a javelin, and I'm just like, hey, yo. And he throws it, and the boss just, it explodes, it crumbles. And everyone's like, oh, yay, we beat it, this and that, whatever, whatever. And then while they're celebrating, the guy who was in the front, like the tank, who was like kind of protecting everybody, who was like doing the main attack, he's like, ain't no way. All of a sudden, this shit just died. Like, he's like, we were struggling, like, we were getting mollywopped, like, we was gonna die.
Yeah.
Ain't no
everyone,
way.
Everyone there, like, also a next thing, like, there are people there taking
photos.
I mean, like, people like dying.
Regular even people, in, not even hundreds, even in regular anime. People.
Even regular in anime. People. No survival instincts at all.
And they're like, oh, don't take photos. And I'm like, see? I said, because, you know, the blackness in me will be somewhere miles away. With a good camera, the minute I heard that video explosion. I would be nowhere in the vicinity.
The minute I hear that explosion and they're like, yeah, you got to move away. Something happened. I'd be like, you got to tell me twice.
Hell, you probably wouldn't tell me once. Like, oh, what? Oh, okay, I'm out. Yep.
Bye.
I heard it. Okay, yeah. You know, it's time for me to go. I got to go right now.
So, yeah. Also, something I wanted to bring up, like, because we don't see anything about the other survivors, because they're technically not important to the series, I guess, at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we do see, like, the girl struggling, like, and because she's a B rank healer, so she's very well needed. In the community where she lives, because they kept calling her to do jobs, knowing goddamn well
mm-hmm.
she is not right at the moment. And I'm like, see, I know this anime thing, it's about him, but damn, they could at least hopefully she gets she could move on or something in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to get stuck in that trauma role,
mm-hmm.
and then has to be rescued all the time. That would just annoy me. Because how, I mean, he's also still traumatized in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he has now brute strength. So he thinks he's over the trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But
so,
yeah, go ahead.
They say, okay, the guy's like, he's like, hey, officer, you know, someone over here that helped us, because, like, who had this sword in their hand? He's like, oh, yeah, it was like this guy over, you know, where the hell did he just go? He was like, yeah, he's like, is he like some strong hunter that no one knows about? Like, where did this guy even come from? Like, I just found him in the random, in the middle of an abandoned street. Like, you know, he helped him out. Like, he killed the boss, and now he's gone. Who would have thought he was so powerful? He looked so plain looking. And you turned, and the healer, his healer friend hears it. She's like, oh, Jinwoo? Like, is that just Jinwoo? And then so we go into the next episode, and you see, like, this glow up, right? And you see, like, you know, he's been doing his daily quest of, like, you know, his workouts, whatever. And, like, this man has completely transformed. Like, he is ripped now. He done got taller. Even his sister's like the nurses at the hospital, like, oh, my God, he's so hot. And, you know, I'm going to give him my number, you know, this and that, whatever. He's, like, literally like, oh, what they want him for? I'm just chilling.
He literally looks like a whole other person. That's my fourth gripe with this anime. I like Jinwoo when Jinwoo looked like Jinwoo. Now he just looks like another over muscular, you know, hot boy.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because, I mean, you know, but, like, he could have become strong. He could have become strong. And still look like Jinwoo. I mean, when I saw him again, I was like, "Who?
Who the hell is?
Who is? Yeah,
who is this?
Man, exactly. Whose man is this? I was like, who is this? This is Jin. Like,
what? This was Mel's reaction.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
Yep, that literally me. Me, he looks good. I know he looks good. He looks fine. That's my issue. Like, the boy be strong too, right? Like, right. A regular looking boy be strong too. But anyway, yeah.
But so, yeah,
he glowed the fuck up.
Yeah. He glowed up. He's unrecognizable. Like, who is this dude? Okay, cool. So then, even his sister's like, you know, you got taller. You know, like, what's going on with you? Like, you got something going on. Like, people grow past age. Like, as adults, like, I thought people would start growing. And, you know, at the latter adolescent years, you know, young adult years, like, you stop growing. You look, you can grow a little bit more. He's like, man, shut up. Go to school. He then accepts another dungeon. And it's from this, this ragtag kind of group, right? Of six people.
No, they're a guild. They're type of they're not ragtag per se, because they've worked together since a long time.
Yeah, a small guild, right? And they decide to do a B rank dungeon, right? So it's sick. With each gate, because, you know, it's governed by the association. There's rules, like, you know, you can't do a B rank, you know, a higher rank dungeon without enough people. So it's like, okay, we need to fill out this little group. You know, we need at least eight people. So we're just gonna bring you on. You're gonna bring you and this other guy on just to carry our equipment. Like, you know, you don't need to do anything. You know, we'll just pay you some money just to carry our stuff. I'm like, all right, And we're gonna pay you $2 million in the currency. I'm like, wait. I'm like, so you don't want them to do anything. You just want them to carry your stuff.
Yeah, sus.
You're gonna fight all the monsters.
Sus.
You're gonna pay them $2 million. And he's like, yeah, you know, there's a contract, there's a waiver that way if anything happens to you, you know, you can't sue us, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? My mom always told me that if something sounds too good to be true,
right?
It usually is, okay.
I was like, and this is when I was, if he had put more points in his intelligence. Maybe he would have figured out that this was a bad decision in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So it's him as an E rank.
He was still thinking about, you know, paying the money, rent, because rent was late.
Yeah. And
so he was already behind 1 month, and rent was due again. So, right. Like, I get it. Like, you know, Desperate Times, you know.
Desperate Times, Desperate Measures.
Makes for stupid decisions.
And stupid decisions, for sure. Yeah. So it's him as an E rank, and there's one other guy as a D rank. Now this guy, the D rank guy, he's just decked out in his armor. Like, you can tell he's clearly rich. He's just, you know, lower ranked. And he's like, who is this dude? You know, he's kind of goofy. He's kind of goofy a bit, right? He's like, what's going on with this dude? Like, why he got his armor on? Like, he looked like he looked goofy. Like, he's like, oh yeah, this is my first time doing a B-Rank dungeon. So yeah, this is my first time doing this B-Rank dungeon too. You know, I'm not used to doing dungeons, you know, whatever. Like, well, clearly, because you're clearly rich, sir. Like, look at the gear you got on. So it's all going fine. They kind of walk in. They're like, huh, there's no monsters in here. You know, what's going on? And Jinwoo, you know, his senses.
At least his perception points were kicking in finally.
Yeah. He has some sense and like perception of like, you know, kind of tactically, right? And so he's like, hey, he's like, it's probably some bugs. You know, they don't like light. That's why it's so dark in here. Because normally, you know, there's like light in the dungeon, like kind of like light crystals or, you know, like some sort of glow. And it's completely pitch black in there. So there's a guy, he has like a light power. And he's like, you know, like a fire power. He's like, you know, light illuminate it for him. And like, oh, we hear stuff, but where are they? He's like, oh, like they're like, oh, they come from above us. So he kind of saves their skin so they don't get ambushed. They fight all the monsters. You know, he kind of hangs back. He's like, and the guy's like, oh, hang back. You know, his other little buddy that's here to help them, you know, carry the equipment. He's like, oh, you know, I'll protect you, you know, whatever, whatever. And then he's like, oh, yeah, we killed the bugs. You know, we're going to split it, you know, seven ways, this and that. And the guy's like, hey, man. Well, you know, Jinwoo was the one that told us where it was coming. Should we split it eight ways? You know, let me see that contract again. He's like, you know, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's going to be fine. You know, good perception, this and that. But, like, this dude, you know, he's too friendly. He's a little shady. You know, you can tell he's shady. Because even Jin was like, y'all going to a dungeon without a healer? He's like, oh, yeah, we never
Yeah, like, oh, they were doing a bunch of sus behavior. Healers, contracts about injuries, and...
No healers around, like
no healers around. Why only like why
these two low rank dudes?
Yeah, why are you looking for low rank dudes if you're a guild and you do this all the time? Like, he's finally starting to put six and six together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's too late because they're already stuck in that dungeon now.
Yeah. Because one of the rules of solo leveling with these gates, the gate does not reopen once the raiding party enters until the boss is defeated, or sorry, the gate closes once the boss is defeated.
Yeah.
So, essentially, people try to like clear the dungeon as quickly as possible. That way, there's no possibility of the monsters within the gate and the dungeon getting out to the public. Right.
Yes.
So they get into the, they get there. They're like, okay, we found it. You're like, hey. You know, these bugs, they look like they were injured by something beforehand. You know, we got to investigate this and that, whatever, whatever. And so they get to the boss room, essentially. And there's this giant-ass spider who's asleep. He's asleep. The boss is asleep. And on top of that,
yeah,
there's also a bunch of these mana crystals that are, like, you know, that are not super valuable, but they're valuable. Like, there's tons of them. And now get this. And here's my thing. Jinwoo and his friend, whose name escapes me right now, goes to they're there. Their purpose of being here with this raiding party is to collect, you know, carry the equipment, collect the stuff for them, right? So you're like, all right, they're supposed to be there. They're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to carry the mana crystals, essentially. Yeah. Carry their equipment.
His name is Yo Jinho.
Jinho. So Jinho is like, you know, Jinwoo and Jinho, they're like there to carry the equipment. They're there, like, you know, carry the mana crystals, whatever, whatever. Like, all right, cool. So this is where the scheme is like kind of really starting to come to fruition. The guy's like, hey, y'all two, we have to go get some equipment from the car. And we're gonna bring it back. Y'all two can start mining. You know, y'all two can just stay here and watch the stuff till we get back. And you're like, all of us coming here was to carry y'all's equipment, but y'all left stuff in the car. Like, what you mean?
Right. Yeah.
So all six of these guys are like, yeah, we'll be back. So they get a little ways away from Jinho and Jinwoo, and the guy's like, hey, seal them in there. And so they seal him in this boss room, right? Like this giant explosion. That's like the firepower type power. This giant explosion. And, you know, the cave's in. And Jin was like, wait a minute. He's like, now he finally sees what it really is. He's like, they trying to kill us. Like, they want us to be in here to kill us. The
betrayal is real.
And, you know, I was warned about this, you know, way back when that, you know, by Mr. Song, that, you know, some people in these dungeons, you know, nothing, you know, what happens in the dungeon stays in the dungeon. There's no cameras, there's no recording, because, you know, gates just appear right here, right?
Yeah, people can disappear at any time in a dungeon. You know, you can ask questions, but there's never real evidence, because, you know, the dungeon closes and disappears.
And so they're like, oh yeah, so they go outside, like, oh yeah, you know, they're scheming, like, oh well, yeah, they're gonna be dead by the time we get back anyway, but how are we gonna get back with the exit sealed, and now we gotta carry all this stuff, whatever, whatever. He's like, oh yeah, you know, we fine. He's like, hey, but what about that one dude who's a D rank, you know, he had all that fancy gear on, let's see who he is. He's like, oh, he's the son of like some fancy, you know, the CEO of some fancy company that does like some contracting company, so, you know, we, you know, they gonna die, but we at least can attend their funeral. And I'm like, well, damn, like,
yeah, they were cool about everything. Like, they were cool about everything. They were like, well, we'll just take off the
his armor. Can't
mind enough, we could just grab the gear off of the dead guy because that looks expensive. And they were like really callous about the whole thing, and I'm like, yeah. But the thing is, again, like if it's set in like the like real world, and I'm like, yeah, like people are going to people, right? Someone is, and it also has to do with like the leader of this group has a brother that seems to be very much prominent and prevalent,
yes,
as a hunter, and he's just trying to one up him.
Because also it's his younger brother.
Yeah,
it's his younger brother that's so prominent. So
he's trying to one up him by doing all these devious things, and I'm like, it was. Like, come on, we knew, but they didn't know, right? And it took Jin Woo too long to figure it out until it was already too late. And so I was like, all right, so yes, he's going to have to fight this thing because that D rank dude is going to be useless.
Right.
Because he never fought in his life. You can see that he is better behind the ears than a newborn baby.
Right. Like, he, to the point where he was asking Jin Woo questions about crystals in a dungeon, like talking about,
yeah, you know, like he didn't even study up on what the hell is going on in these dungeons. Didn't ask questions. He just signed up for some shit in some hefty gear, thinking his gear is that's the gear, and his D rank mana gonna save his ass.
So back inside the dungeon, they're like, oh, we're sealed in. Oh, the boss is waking up. You know, he's like, don't worry, Jin Woo. You know, I'll save you. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna try. He's all shaking and he's shaky. And he's like, Jin Woo's like, bro, just stand back, bro. I got this. And he's like, what you mean you got this? You're lower rank than me. You're an E rank. I'm a D rank. I'm a rank above you. Like, there's no way you can possibly be at least like, you know, a B rank. You know, so an A rank, maybe even an A rank. You know, to beat this boss, this, that, whatever. And so, it gets to that. This is where you see Jin Woo really kind of come out and is like, okay, I'm gonna stop being like hiding in the shadow. Because now, before it was a confidence thing, it's like, oh, I'm not strong enough. But now it's like, he's playing the long game. And so he gets his dagger out. He's trying to beat it with brute force. He sees that doesn't work. You know, he kind of like, you know, gets the tactical advantage. Okay, you know, they have this blaze acid. You know, its body has a hard shell body. You know, this and that, whatever, whatever. And so he eventually ends up beating the boss. And the guy, Jin Ho, is like, what the hell just happened? He's an E rank, but there's no way he's moving like that as an E rank. Like, even as he was fighting, he's like, he's moving like an E rank. Like, is he a false ranker? Like, he just enjoy killing? Like, is he going to kill me? I'm like, bro, what? Like, where?
Again, I can see he also lives a very, very sheltered life. Like,
very sheltered, very rich. It's just like, clearly, he does not have any kind of problem with normal person because he's just, his mind just went all the way left.
Quickly. Like,
very quickly. I'm just like, dude, he's just trying to survive, bro. Like, what's
right. So yeah, this whole. So I like the way the episodes went, like in pacing,
mm-hmm.
in the way that they showed like how weak Jinwoo was in episode mm-hmm. one ish and two ish a bit, and then the whole dungeon thing happened, mm-hmm. and then he starts like leveling up, and you see him go through his training arc.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, but you know that there's more coming, and that's the exciting part. Like, because you know he still has to do those daily quests,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things. So there's more points to be allocated. There's more strength to be gotten.
Yes.
Like, what's the And then me and Elsa like was talking like, what's the end goal here? Like, why do they need this person to be this strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's there's something else afoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we thought. There's something else afoot. Who is pulling those strings?
What's
the system? Is it a magical system, or they're a matrix?
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is their world a matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, all those questions started popping in my head, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta save this for
so. He meets the boss. He gets like these, you know, special items, loot box, etc. Right? Go watch the episode. You know, there's more to that. I'm not going to go into it to terrible detail right now because it's next part. So then, the raiding party, the six from the original raiding party, they come back, and they're like, "Oh shit, they survived!" So there is an opening that was above the boss. They kind of saw before they kind of sealed them in there to kind of get back to them. And they're like, "Oh, they survived. They killed the boss." He's like, "Well, clearly." It had to be the D ranker that killed the boss, because there's no way an E rank could have killed this boss. Like, he's like, so.
Yeah, this boss must have not been that strong.
All that. They said all that. And he's like, all right, Jinho. If you know, we'll give you a cut of the spoils if you kill Jinwoo. And I will say, Jinho, for being so quote unquote wet behind the ears, he know what the hell just went down.
Yeah.
And he raises his sword that he has and all his gear, and he stands in front of Jinwoo, and he's like, "Try me, Jinwoo." He's like, "Try me, ho! Like, I will cut y'all down if I have to."
Like, brave soul, very stupid. Like again, very naive, good, bad mm-hmm. type of thing. He's like, "This guy saved my life. You guys try to kill me. He's good." Mm-hmm. You're bad. But he's the lesser of evil then, because he thought he's crazy also. Mm-hmm. He's the lesser of evil, so I'm going to pick his side because he just saved my life, right? And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right choice. Like, I'm like, this dude just... I just saw him speed, slice, fillet, chop, cut a ginormous spider. I'm on his side, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on his side. I didn't see what you can do. I don't know what you can do, but I saw what he can do.
Yeah, Jinho, when they said, like, you know, kill Jinwoo, this was his reaction.
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Yeah, so yeah. I was like, oh, he made the choice, and I get, and like again, to me, that's like the even though he thinks Jinwoo is a bit wild, you know, mm-hmm. it's for me the natural choice, because like I said, he just wants Jinwoo pull out some moves,
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. he's never seen anyone else do except, you know, a higher AS ranker. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, no, let me go on this side.
And you know, for me, if I was Jin-Ho, it's like, who say after I kill this dude, they won't kill me anyway? Hell no, right. I'm gonna fight for y'all. Like, the hell?
They're looking at my gear very hungrily.
Right. They're ready to kill me too. They'll be here with him. Nah, bro. So, right, you know, straight the numbers. And then so he's like, all right, bet. He's like, well, you know what? The head guy, he's like, he's the head of the guild. He's like, you know what? Hey, kill the weak one first, and then we'll kill this one after, then take his gear. So he goes to check Jinwoo. And this is like a fire, like energy blast thing at him, right? Jinwoo slams to the wall, like, hey, we got him. All right, let's get this guy. And then Jinwoo, you know, you see him like with the system, like, hey, you know, a secondary quest is activated. A quest in the quest. And this thing is like, you have 6 players trying to kill you. Either you kill them or you will die. Your heart will stop. And heart stop is in red. So you're like, you don't kill them or you out. He's like, kill them. Like, damn, I gotta kill them. Like, I gotta kill people. Like, I'm not a killer. But he's like, you know what? But the system tells me to do it. So, you know, the system tells me to do it. But, you know, is it bad? But he's like, you know what? Mr. Song said, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Survival of the fittest. Like, fuck it. We gonna run the fade.
Right, and he ran the fade with the swiftest. He ran that fade with the swiftest. He's like, get out of my way. And he literally swat them like flies.
He did. So he stands back up, and I love the fight scene in this one, because you know, he stands up and like, oh, like, you know, you were too soft on him, you didn't kill him, this and that, whatever, whatever. And Jin-Ho is like, oh, shit, they done fucked up. They don't even know what's about to go down right now. Right. And so he stands back like, nah, I don't be caught nowhere up in this. And he's like, I didn't kill the boss. He killed the boss. They're like, wait, what? He killed the boss? Ain't no way, bruh. And then so the one of the, I think he's a D rank, C rank. I think he's a D, another D rank. It might be even C rank. He like goes, put his arm around. He's like, hey, you know, man, you know, no harm, no foul. He's trying to talk to him like, you know, here's why we have to kill you. And while he does that, his dagger appears in his hand, and he just slices this guy's head off. Boom. He's like,
one clean swoop.
He's like, damn, I just killed somebody. Like, oh my God. And then the system's like, 1 of 6. Like, keep running. You know what I mean? He's
like, run that thing.
Fuck all that moral shit. Them or you, bro. Them or you. And they're like, oh shit. Yo, he just killed our boy. Like, yeah, okay, he had his guard down, but he's like, we like 2 ranks above him. Like, oh, hell nah. So then they start, they rush him, and he just mollywops all of them, like, brutally, like, stabbing them.
It felt like seconds.
To the point where it's like, you know, the guys, like, there's 2 of them attack him at once, and, like, they fly past him, and, like, he's like, oh, they're still standing, and they're like, oh, yeah, and I'm about to, and then they cough of blood, like, they just, like, die instantly. I'm just like, hey, yo! I'm like, hey! Oh, yeah, yo!
He's like, watch me. Don't take your eyes off me.
It was just like...
He slammed that leader in the ground.
Yes, yeah, so they killed all of them. Leader's left. He's like, oh, he's like, you know what? They might, you know, I can't believe he killed all of them. You know, he's a false, maybe he's strong, even high in his strength, but he can't fight me because I'm a C rank. You know, my skin is hard as stone. And then he slams him in the face, and I'm just like,
and I, oh,
you got put down. Like,
it's like, next thing you know, he's on the ground. He's like, how the hell did I end up on the ground? What the fuck just happened? And then you see Jinwoo standing over him. And what immediately came to my mind was Chris Tucker and Friday talking about, yo ass got knocked the fuck out. You know?
Exactly.
And I was just
talking,
like,
talking about mercy, and yeah, you don't want to kill me.
You know, you don't want to kill me, I'll give you all the money.
My brother is dead. That's what didn't even get to finish the sentence. Like,
and he's like, and before he finishes him off, he's like, mercy? You try to kill my ass 3 times? I ain't mercy. Fuck your mercy. You about to get got too. Shing. And I was just like, hey, yo. And Jin-Ho is like, you know what? He's like, I don't know what's going on with the dude. He's a false ranker or something. But you know what? I ain't getting on this.
He's gonna start calling him. Yeah, he start calling him boss.
He's like, hey, yo, what you need? What you need, sir? What you need? I got you. You want me to carry your stuff? You want me to do this? That? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, dude, too. Like, you know, I ain't gonna hurt like, you, bro.
I'm now a subject of this man's kingdom. I'm gonna do whatever he says.
He's like, this is your world. I just live in it. Tell me what you need, homie. Like,
right. Here's your water. You need me to wipe your sweat. Like,
are you thirsty? Like, I got some water for you, cuz. I was like, hey, yo, it was like, the funniest thing. And so they get outside, they talk to the investigators, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I cleared the boss, and, you know, this and that, and, you know, Jin Woo helped, but the other guys, they died, this and that, whatever, whatever. And he's like, I don't know, I have to cover for the dude, but fuck it, I don't know what's going on, but I'm covering for him. Like, I don't care, like, that's my Robin. Like, fuck it, like, I ain't trying to get got next, right?
Right, he's like, I ain't next.
Yeah, and it just shows sorry. How the relationship starts, and it's interesting how that kind of builds over time. Is with that kind of dynamic between the two of them, considering, you know, here's this rich dude as the CEO, and like this poor dude trying to make it, you know, hunted for money, you know, to pay
right,
to pay
literally, bills. Like literally hunting for his money to survive, his family to survive. Like,
and the dungeon was cleared, he got, you know, more points, more leveled up, more drops, etc. So I will leave this next part to Mel because I don't want to kind of overly give anything away. What are your expectations of the anime going forward and the story going forward?
So I'm expecting and hoping that the guy who died, brother, to come into picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for that. I want to see what his story is about.
I will say that based on the anime ended, they're going to allude to his, like, who is this dude that, you know, this muscular dude. So that will, of course, happen. But carry on.
Yeah, and then there's some things that we didn't because we stuck to Jin Hoo's story in this whole thing, but like the leader of the Hunters Association.
Mm-hmm.
I had one thing I really liked about what he said is that a lot of these hunters are in some ways lazy. They rely only on their awakening to carry them instead of honing their skills by training, you know, like endurance, fighting skills, and so on and so forth. All of these newbies are going in green and blind, and, you know, not making it out or coming out back out, you know, fucked up. And also the girls, the conversation with the girls about the other shady guilds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That, you know, a lot of newbies and lower rankers are just dying. Mm-hmm. In like higher rate numbers. I want to know what's like, is there a group of guilds that, you know, that's their stick, what they do. Because, you know, it's not only this guild, but maybe, you know, there's like a whole shady group of hunters. Because, you know, with everything, there's always the dark side. You know, some people do it to help, and this group do it for the money and the glory, right? So, yeah, that's, and yes, and I would hope that the healer girl, that she, like there's like progress with her, that she doesn't get stuck in that,
yes,
in that trauma role, in that rescue. Oh my God, I like Jin Woo. He's gonna have to save me many times role,
because
it's been played out. Like, come on.
I will say her story is interesting. How her story kind of plays out probably the next couple episodes, but
so I'm hoping to see more of that. But you know me, I'm a hopeless hoper. I get my heart broken all the time. Don't know why I keep hoping. Yeah. But it's in on to finish off because we're running long. I will keep watching this anime because I was skeptical, like with all animes that get hyped really hard, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
That it's you know, it's a shonen. Like right. And yes, it has the battles and the things, but I want to see more of the interpersonal relationships with the fight scenes. Like, how is that affecting them?
Yes.
How the world is affecting them.
It does. So, you know, we have six different types of hunters, and we kind of see them throughout. Mm-hmm. You have fighters, mages, assassins, tankers, rangers, and healers. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's kind of interesting how this kind of plays out in regards to how the story goes on. Mm-hmm. So me personally, I've read through season one, essentially, of the webcomic. Mm-hmm. I'm debating if I'm going to go back and just go read season one of the light novel to kind of supplement it, or if I'm just going to go forward and then go back and read the light novel after. But I will say this is definitely one to watch. A lot goes on in this anime. And you know, in the story, some things that make you go, what? Like it gets insane. And like in a good way, of course. But I'm definitely curious to hear everyone's thoughts. Do let us know in the comments, like, you know, have you watched it? Have you read it? If you've read it, try to keep the spoilers to a minimum ish if you can, for Mel's sake and for others' sake of others, but especially if you're watching the anime. Tell me how you feel about it. If you read it through season one, you know, I've read all of it through season one of the webcomic. So if you want to talk theories with me on that, and some of the things, I have like some theories and things. If you want to do like a theory episode, we can maybe do that. But, you know, let us know. Or, you know, get my thoughts on it. Maybe we can do like a stream or something on it. Who knows? Follow us on our socials, of course. Follow me, follow Mel. You can find me everywhere at Simply Nyx. Simply is L-E-E. So not L-Y-L-E. You can find Mel at Art Rogue Mel on Instagram, Art Rogue underscore Mel on Twitter, aka X. I'm going to call it Twitter. And follow AMW. Do you have any other things you'd like to say, Mel, before we sign off?
No, that's it. Watch Solo Leveling if you like, you know, the whole RPG type. Role-playing game, if you like protagonist growth fighting type of thing. I can't say yet about the interpersonal stuff, but the it's done, let's just say it's done by A1 Pictures, and the animation is gorgeous.
Animation is very good, and the intro, I love the intro, is fire. I actually really enjoy the intro.
Just give it that, like, that 1 to 6 watch and see if it will stick with you, and then, you know, you can always go and read the web comics if you don't want to watch it, or mm-hmm. Try something else. But yeah,
if you are a fan of the first initial arc of Sword Art Online, I think you would definitely like this anime. You know, before they went to all the fairy shit and then just went left. If you're a fan of the first arc, you know, the very first arc
before Sword Art Online, they went to all of that bull.
Yes. If you're a fan of the first arc of Sword Art Online, you will definitely enjoy this anime. In my opinion, this is my opinion. I'm not like an expert or whatever, but that's just my opinion. Hit us up on all our socials. We appreciate you guys. And we will see you on the next one. Hit us up in the comments. Let us know. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anime's Most Wanted podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials that are linked in the description. Take care, and we'll see you next episode.